Not running your business on NetSuite is like trying to sink a putt with a cap pulled over your eyes. NetSuite by Oracle gives you visibility and control of your financials, inventory, budgeting, and more, all in one place. NetSuite has a new financing program for those ready to upgrade at netsuite.com/wallstreet.
Here's your money briefing for Tuesday, January 3rd. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. All last week, we spoke with personal finance experts about how getting out of debt can allow you to have more flexibility and achieve important financial milestones in your life. But there are actually times when paying off your debt might not be in your best financial interest.
If you're in solid financial shape and you're young, or you're getting into your retirement years, you may be able to earn more by investing the amount it would take to pay off the loan in a higher yielding account.
But which debt should you pay off, and which might you want to hold on to? WSJ and Barron's contributor Cheryl Winokur-Monk will be here to talk about that after the break.
Not running your business on NetSuite is like trying to sink a putt with a cap pulled over your eyes. NetSuite by Oracle is the number one cloud financial system, giving you visibility and control of your financials, inventory, budgeting, and more, all in one place. 93% of surveyed businesses increase their visibility and control after upgrading to NetSuite. Over 32,000 businesses already use NetSuite. For the new year, NetSuite has a new financing program for those ready to upgrade at netsuite.com/wallstreet.
For some people, debt is, well, literally a four-letter word. While too much of it can weigh down your finances and make it harder to, say, get a car loan or a mortgage, some debt may actually be worth holding on to. WSJ and Barron's contributor Cheryl Winokur-Monk has been speaking with financial professionals about good and bad debt, and she joins me now. Hey, Cheryl, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
So, Cheryl, you know, why is I got to pay down my debt often the prevailing feeling when someone is managing their personal finances?
It's just something that's been drilled into people for so many years by parents, friends, relatives, sometimes even trusted advisors. So holding debt can have an emotional toll as well, and there's something just psychologically freeing about being able to say you're debt-free.
All right, so let's talk about different kinds of debt that someone might have. What types of debt should somebody consider not rushing to pay down?
Fixed low interest rate loans, especially if you've got predictable and reliable cash flow. So these include things like a fixed rate mortgage, a home equity line of credit, and credit lines on securities accounts. And those credit lines on securities accounts allow people to borrow funds using assets in their investment portfolio as collateral. They don't have to liquidate the securities, and that's a bonus for people who want this type of flexibility.
Now, we're in a high inflation, high interest rate environment. How does that change the way people should think about holding onto their debt?
So I want to distinguish here between good and bad debt. With good debt, like a fixed mortgage loan, inflation can be a good thing because your monthly payment is going to be the same while your house, theoretically, increases in value. When we're talking about good and bad debt, I would put credit card debt in the category of bad debt. So they're usually variable rate interest rates, and they can be very high, 20s, 30s in some cases. And so that's the kind of debt, especially in a rising rate environment, you're not going to want to hold on to. And because people hold on to all kinds of debt, it's really best to talk to a financial advisor when you're considering what to pay off and when and what to hold on to.
Now, does this advice apply to everyone evenly, or should people think about it differently depending on, say, how old they are?
So look, many people saw their parents pay down their debts as they got closer to retirement. And some of that's due to the fear they won't have steady income coming in. But if you're in solid financial shape and you're young, or you're getting into your retirement years, you might still be better off holding on to a low interest fixed rate debt like a mortgage. So let's say you have a rate for your mortgage in the 2 to 3% range, which wasn't uncommon, you know, a few years ago. So you may be able to earn more by investing the amount it would take to pay off the loan in a higher yielding account. So I spoke to a certified financial planner who had met with a couple in their 40s, and they had extra cash flow of $2,000 a month and had been using it to pay down their 3% fixed rate mortgage. The couple also had student loans with a higher interest rate of about 3.875%. So the advisor advised them to pay the minimum on both debts and then invest their extra $2,000 per month into their investment account. Now, these are things that people can do on their own, but it may not occur to them. And sometimes just when a professional has the entire picture in front of them, it can be really helpful.
Why is it important for younger people to understand what we've been talking about regarding, you know, selectively paying down debt?
Well, debt can really add up over time. And if you allow high-paying debt to accumulate, it could really add up and affect you later on. So the more, you're basically piling on more and more and more. So you have to be selective about the debt you pay off. You want to pay off higher debt first, if possible, because that really is going to add up over time. And it can really do a number on your financial wellness. I mean, the best thing to do is not really carry a balance. I mean, don't buy more than you can afford, right? So if you can't afford that extra special item, then really don't buy it. That's very simple advice, or it sounds simplistic. And these are for the wants, of course. But for the needs, obviously you need certain things. You need food, you need clothing, you need shelter. But you can, even within those categories, you can still be prudent about your spending. So for example, maybe there's a way to lower some of your bills. If you need electricity, but maybe you don't need to leave lights on quite so long. And you need to spend money on gas because you have to get to where you want to go. But maybe you could lessen your trips out to the grocery store, for example. You need food, but you can clip coupons. You don't have to buy the most extravagant food. You can buy something that's less expensive. So there are ways even within the need category to handle your budget.
All right, that's Wall Street Journal and Barron's contributor Cheryl Winokur-Monk. Cheryl, thank you very much for taking the time to be with us.
Thanks for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal.